What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up, what do you got?
All right, guys. So I know that we are doggy people, Kaplan, but I think that this will be, for me personally, and I know Lindsay would approve of this. I was looking for a word here. California lawmakers propose a dog and cat bill of rights. So what they're saying is this bill, Assembly Bill 1881, which is dubbed the Dog Cat Bill of Rights, gives pets multiple rights, including freedom from neglect and abuse, the right to health care, nutritious food, and appropriate exercise, among others. Miguel Santos is the one that introduced the bill, and he was talking about how a lot of people have pets but don't properly take care of them. They don't have pet insurance for them. They don't give them the right nutrition, or they can't, you know, for whatever reason, they don't know if like their dog or their cat is allergic. They also feel that, you know, the pet should be spayed and neutered because we have such a big problem of like strays here, in especially in LA. So they're trying to introduce this bill, and if you don't abide by it, you will be fined $250. I don't know what you guys think about it.
So you're getting fined $250?
If you don't comply with the Bill of Rights to the dog and the cat, you can get fined up to $250.
Basically, if you are found out being a crappy pet owner.
Okay, then. Yeah. I'm in on that then. Yeah, all right. Now it makes sense. I got you. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They have a Kaplan's like that. I don't know about this.
Cap's like, bro, damn, man. Now I got another thing to worry about.
Now I got to get that surgery after all.
I mean, wait a second. Like, you mean to tell me that who's the person that proposed this bill?
I mean, he's a lawmaker, Miguel Santos. He's a pet owner that feels the need that. Look, I get it. It's a little, I was reading through it. It's a lot. Like, I literally went through all the things that they want to do. I think it's excessive because there's a lot of people that can't have pet insurance, right? Like, they can't afford it or whatever. So I can understand why certain people are kind of pushing back on it. But at the same time, like, a pet is a big responsibility and it's an expensive one.
It is.
You know what I mean? So I just, there's a lot of like pushback because they're saying people that are like lower income, you know, they're like, hey, they can't meet all these demands, but they should have the right to still have a pet. So there's pushback to it, but I can
see, if they can't take care of it, because like you said, pets are expensive. I think for the most part, everything on the list is things that like any good pet owner should be doing anyway. But you're right about the pet insurance thing, because that's not really fair, but at the same time, like, it you're actually saving yourself money in the long run, you know?
I think it depends. Like, I have a rescue, and we had to get pet insurance for her because she was all jacked up, poor girl. But my brother's dog, we had him since he was a baby. He goes and gets his checkups, and he just pays whatever. Like, he's a healthy little dog, you know? And, like, he's like, I'm not going to get him pet insurance. So, according to what I read, like, he would be, you know, violating that Bill of Rights and stuff. So, I can kind of see both sides.
I don't know, man. People should take care of their pets. That's obvious. Listen, we love our dog. Okay. I mean,
super cute.
I mean, we love this guy. You know, we got a million different nicknames for him. Like, his name is Jack. Nobody even calls him by his name. Everybody's got their own nickname in this house for this dog. We love this dog. He sleeps in our bed with us. We kiss him on the mouth. You know, we love this guy. But I don't need some guy representative of the 53rd district of LA in my bidnet.
What? In your what?
In my bidnet.
It sounded like you were going to say it, and then you like got cut off.
Yeah.
Like,
no, in my bidnet. That's the way us cool people, us young millennials, say the word business. We say bidnet. I'm a bidnet man.
You're a bidnet man?
Oh, wow.
I'm a bidnet man.
Sorry,
what did you say?
That went right over him, bro.
Did you say Minute Man?
That's what it sounded like you said.
Bennett.
Yeah.
Bennett, not Minute.
Yeah. Remember that song?
I'm a Bennett Man. I'm just trying
no
to do Bennett.
No.
Show me what you got, because I don't want
Minute Man. Yeah, we and her can sing that.
With Missy and Luda.
That was a great song.
Great song.
Wake me up. Show me what you got. I don't want no one Minuteman.
No, I'm thinking of a different song. I'm thinking of a different song. It goes like this. It goes, I'm a bid man. I'm trying to do bid it. Can I get a witness?
Ah! What is wrong with you?
You guys know that song?
Man. It hurts to laugh.
I know it does.
Even Lindsay's drugs can't stop this.
I like what's going on here today. Yeah. Lindsay is in agonizing pain laughing.
From the dentist, yes.
From her dental appointment. And Laura.
On drugs, yes.
Right, and Laura is also in agonizing pain because she, I don't know, what'd you do, Laura? Did you sleep wrong or something?
I slept in the dining room chair doing homework and it's getting worse.
Right, so I'm going to do everything I can to make you guys laugh.
Oh, Laura, you know what you need?
That you guys are in pain.
You know what you need?
Yeah.
If you have like a pain like that,
mm-hmm.
Go on Amazon. Now, everyone always thinks, oh, Sedona, you're so bougie, this, that, and the other.
Oh, the Theragun thingy?
The bootleg Theragun on Amazon.
Ooh, my mom
that
has
costs like
one.
$130. The Theragun's like $600,
yeah.
Okay?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Laura, bro, I have an extra one I got as a gift. And I'm going to give it to you because I'm not going to use it.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Brand well, new. There never you go. Touched Lindsay it. Will give it to you.
Well, but, thank you.
But what I was going to tell you, if not, that bootleg one, I was literally just using it while we were playing Radio Tinder. Like, that thing is so good. So good. Every time we play Radio Tinder, after a long hike, on a day I have a long hike, I Radio Tinder, big deal, no deal, you can't hear it because it's so good. But that, you know, you always say, oh, you guys, you're so bougie. I'm not always bougie. I like a good deal.
I feel like all of us are bougie in our own way.
That's good to know that you need the massage gun just to get through my segment.
it's less so about your segment, but it's just it's the opportunity where I just have to react, where I'm not mm-hmm. leading the charge.
Girl, don't worry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't pay attention when I be doing my what you need to know. I'm like, yeah.
Right,
I get
right,
it. It's all
right.
Good.
Sure. Great. Pet insurance. Right. I'm with you. Yeah.
See? No,
Minuteman.
Minuteman.
Can you play this? Do you have the song?
Yes. Please, let me
play the song.
It.
Cap, you've
it,
heard
let
this
it.
Song.
Let me hear
you've
it.
Heard this song.
Make sure you get the clean version.
If it's Missy Elliott, does it go like this? Bink, dink a ding a ding.
No, it doesn't.
Dink a ding a ding.
No, but it's got one of her, you know, like fly beats on it for sure.
No, that
of her
song
fly
is
beats?
Great.
Yeah. It's like ding, ding, ding. I can't even do it. I won't cap. I'll save that for you.
Yeah, when I hear it.
You won't cap it.
I will recap it.
Not capping that one.
If you play it for me, I will instantaneously turn into.
She's got to get the clean version. It's Missy Elliott and Ludacris.
Yeah, Luda. What up, Luda?
Wake me up. Show me what you got. Here we go.
She says break me off, not wake me up.
Yeah. Oh, break me off, my bad. Oh, Trina's in there too? Yo, Trina messed up James Harden back in the finals back in 2012. Allegedly.
Love Trina.
Come on, Cap.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm working on it. I hear it. It is a fly beat. You're right.
Whoa, that was a harsh edit right there for the clean version.
So what's this song Minuteman about? What's a Minuteman?
Just listen.
Crank it up, Laura.
It says clean, but if I have to, you know, it's not happening.
I know, I hear you. Show me what you got, because I don't want no 1 minute, man. You still haven't figured it out?
Laura, what does a 1 minute man mean? What does that mean?
He just wants you to say it at this point, because he knows. He's got to know.
Kaplan, it's something I don't want.
It's something Rachel doesn't want either. How about that?
Yeah.
So.
All right.
How's and I've never had a problem with that. So, you know, we don't want that.
How's a 5 minute man? 5 minute man, okay?
I mean,
no.
What's the minimum minute man?
I'm not getting in trouble, bro.
The minimum minute man. That could be a good, that could be the it could be the remix song. That's the follow up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, it could be like the volume 2. What minimum minute man?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cap, let's just say if you're in any never mind.
No, you know what? Don't.
Just don't even
yeah,
say
I'm
it.
Not,
just don't.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, I edited myself. I'm good.
He knows.
Self-edit. Self-edit. Ay, Dios mío. I didn't get to Travis the Philanderer. Travis
also,
from Travis and Sliwa.
Right. You also didn't get to something else you brought up earlier, which was something about social media and keeping your kids off social media.
All right. We'll do all that stuff in the next segment. All right. There we go. All right. That's coming up next. Briones is weighing in. I can't say what you just text me, bro. Are you insane? He's talking about the song we were just playing. Anyhow, all right. Well, Travis Rogers is a philanderer, okay? Not in real life. I'm talking about on the radio, okay? So there's no, like, don't, you know, I don't want Mrs. Rogers listening and thinking, what? Like, just on the radio only. We're just, you know, we're playing make-believe here. But he is a philanderer. I heard him today, okay? With his mistress, his radio mistress, okay? That's what we will call it. We'll get to that in just a moment here on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sexy song right here.
This is one of my favorites right here, as a matter of fact.
You liar.
I will literally give you $100 right now. Laura, don't tell him. $100 if you know who sings this song.
Oh, if I know who sings it, I thought you were going to ask me the name of the song.
Either. Yeah, give me the name.
In la noche sábado?
What are you, Don Francisco all of a sudden?
See? Is that the name of the song?
Hell no.
Look, give him the name of the song. I will give him the give him the name of the song. See if he gets the artist. I'll still give you $100 if she gives you the name of the song.
Okay. Sus huellas.
Sus huellas?
Mm-hmm.
Sus huellas.
You can Google it.
I'm not Googling. I'm not Googling anything. No Google.
9.
Let me hear it.
8.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is it?
You're done.
Vicente?
No, man. This is a new song.
Were you going to say Vicente Fernandez?
Sí.
Tu bachata?
Sí.
Oh, my God.
Sí.
Romeo Santos.
The king of bachata.
Oh, Romeo Santos.
Mm-hmm.
Sí.
Oh, right.
This is a new song.
Oh.
I mean, listen, we thought because you had a jacket with Los Bukis on it that you borrowed from somebody, you know, but still, that maybe
still
you'd
it.
Be, you know, hip to the game, but apparently not.
Never.
Still got it. Still got my Los Bukis jacket right here. It's sitting
Wait,
right next to me.
Wait, you still have it? I thought it was
your friend.
It was on loan. You got to give it back.
Yeah.
It's mi amigo, Grande Alejandro Padilla, representing
Isn't
the 805.
Isn't it his wife's or his girlfriend's?
It is his fiance's.
Yeah,
that's
his fiance.
Right. So you not only did you jack a jacket, you jacked the jacket from your friend's wife. Like,
right. And still
and
have
you
it.
Still haven't given it back.
Right, right. Because, you know, because we don't really all see each other as frequently as we used to. You
I mean,
know?
Send it back then, bro. Or drive it to his house.
It. Well, I might do that. I might
you
drive
You probably should have a long time ago.
I'm think Kev's probably it. Keeping it for Friday so he can flex in front of Beto when he hosts.
Oh, Ooh, that's what he's right. doing. You're right, Lindsay.
Yeah.
You're right. And then he's going to look at you and laugh and be like, why you try so hard?
That's
Beto,
true.
Exactly. Beto, you because I know you're still listening, my man. Yo, you know I got this Los Bukis jacket, right?
He's stupid.
It's true.
All right, Travis Rogers, the radio philanderer.
What do you mean by that?
Do you know what a philanderer means?
I kind of think I know what it means a little bit, I think.
Like a, you know, like a Don Juan.
I kind of think of it as like a cheater.
Yeah, sort of. So I've been listening to Travis and Sliwa this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sliwa is on vacation. Hashtag ask Slee.
Mm-hmm.
You should ask Slee. About Travis's wandering eyes, or maybe ears in this case.
Really?
Because I'll tell you this. You know how I make the joke that Mason and Ireland are like the old couple who don't have sex anymore?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
I do.
I feel like Travis is doing shows with Clinton, and he's like, ooh, maybe this can be my new mistress.
Ooh.
He's having an affair.
Yeah, having an affair. You know, I mean, Travis sounds like a different person right now doing the show with Clinton Yates this week. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I was listening this morning myself, as a matter of fact. In fact, you know, it was more like around 12:30 in the afternoon, so not this morning. And Clinton was doing his ridiculously, horrifically terrible Sean McVay impression incessantly. But I think that Travis Rogers gets turned on by that. You know, like it's exciting to him that Clinton's got this like ridiculous, terrible Sean McVay impression.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Travis is probably like having dreams right now, like, oh, Clinton, you're not talking about Stanley Johnson. Oh, Clinton, you're not talking about Austin Reeves in the pick and roll.
You know, you may be onto something here, George. Maybe it's like, oh, Clinton, you want to talk about baseball even though there's a lockout going on right now. Ooh, yeah. This is hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that sexy McVay voice.
He's been doing McVay so much on their show that, like, I had to just give it to their show because he only wants to do it with them now.
Well, I've seen him try and do it on Around the Horn, and everybody has the same look. Like, bro, like, that is horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get a lot of love for that one.
It's still funny, though.
Yeah, you both need to workshop it, I would say. That's for sure. So, all I'm saying is, listen tomorrow, right? When Clinton's on, listen tomorrow, okay? And listen to the flutter, the pitter-patter of the voice of Travis Rogers, okay?
Is Travis Rogers a minute man?
I mean, no, I don't know.
I don't think.
What kind of question is that?
I don't know.
Why do you always have to do this thing where you just say the thing that we're all just going to look at you like, what the? WTF, man?
Well, I mean, you guys played the song for me, and I still don't know exactly what it is.
Dude.
Ask your daughter. See what they say.
No, please don't. Do not ask your daughter.
If you honestly don't know what it is, then you know.
No, don't ask your daughters. Please.
No,
don't.
That's weird.
No, please.
They
do
would
not.
Be that's, so weirded out by you.
That's why I think he knows. He's just
Well, we know he knows, and he's playing dumb. But yeah, don't do that. That was weird.
He's playing cap.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, go ask your daughter, man.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to tell you what to do no more, you know?
Not
because, you know, we're trying to help you out
Rachel.
Right here.
Ask Rachel.
If she answers that's what you would do, you got a problem.
Or if she just laughs.
That's the problem.
That's it. Yeah, that's the issue.
What if she says this? What if I say, hey, Rachel, do you know what a minute man is? And she says, no, I don't. What is it? I say, I don't know. Talk to Laura and Lindsay. They know. Talk to Missy Elliott. Ludacris.
Look, I feel like everybody knows, but you know what? I'm just saying. But just, Cap, you know.
You know.
Just stop.
Here's what I don't know.
What
George,
don't you know?
You mentioned earlier today.
A lot of things, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. But you mentioned earlier today that you had a story.
Oh.
Keeping your kids off social media, and as a parent of four kids, three girls, and they're all obsessed with social media, I want to hear this story.
I mean, it's literally bribery. So Lindsay found this story. It was on CNN.com. I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just there, but she'd sent the story from there. And some lady basically made a deal with her son that he was 12 years old, and she said, look, I don't think social media is the place for someone your age. I don't think it's appropriate. She had just gone through it with her daughter, basically. And she told her son, at 18 years old, I will pay you $1,800 on your 18th birthday if you don't do social media until you're 18 years old. And the kid agreed to it, and he did it. And today was his birthday, and she gave him $1,800. So it's literal bribery. And, like, a bunch of parents all over social media are like, man, I'm going to try that because whatever it takes, you know, because it's such a cesspool, you know what I mean? Like, for the most part, that, I mean, I kind of don't blame them, you know?
He's 12, you said, right?
He was 12 at the beginning. Now he's 18.
So 6 years of no social media for a kid.
And he collected $1,800.
I had this conversation with my sister today, actually, earlier today. About my nephew who's about to turn 11. She said that, like, he's mad at her because, you know, she won't let him get a phone. She's like, you're too young to have a phone. You're too young to have social media. He has an iPad, but he's only allowed to go on, like, YouTube Kids. And his complaint is that, like, he's not cool because he doesn't have a phone and doesn't have all those things. And I guess his best friend, who's a girl, has a TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't want Cam to have a TikTok. I don't think that's a good idea. Well, she goes, well, listen to what she did. She doesn't have a TikTok anymore or an iPad. One time, her parents were doing something in their bedroom, and she, like, recorded it and posted it on TikTok.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I
was
like,
she's 10.
Well, but
TikTok's algorithm will probably put that down fairly quickly, but I'm sure plenty of people saw it, yes.
it was just sound, and it said something like, the caption was like, my parents are doing the dirty, and she's 10. I was like, oh my God.
By the way, that is so, that is a terrifying thing, by the way, I'm sure.
100%.
Yeah.
But I think if I said to my daughters, hey, look, stay off social media for the next 6 years, and when you turn 18, I'll give you $100 for every year or whatever, or I'll give you $100 for every year of your life, 18 turns into 1,800. My daughters would be like, that's it? Mm-hmm. That's all I get? 1,800?
Oh, yep, wow. Yep. That's exactly where I went when I saw that. I was like, first of all, that's nothing. I could maybe capitalize on my social media and make way more than that. Not saying that I can or whatever that I would, but I was like, dude, that's nothing. You're going to bribe a kid with $1,800? No.
Laura, that's like the cost of her new Gucci.
Yeah. It's not happening. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's new Gucci?
Your daughters. Because you daughters. Know, had a Gucci purse.
I told you my daughter's Gucci is spelled G-O-O-C-H-I-E.
That's what you want us to believe. It's okay.
It's a Fucci.
She doesn't want you telling people that, so you better stop because, you know.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's going to make her look bad on social media.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It is
so
funny, by
the way.
So what
do you think the number would have to be?
If I said to my daughter, hey, look, I want you to stay off social media till you're 18 and I will give you money when you're 18 and it was 6 years,
yeah,
bet you my kid would be like, give me $1,000 a year and I'll do it.
Wow. So 18 grand. That's insane. What if it was, she's 15 now, so what if it was 3 grand for 3 years?
Hold on a second. She's just walked in. Hey, Julia. If I
ask
gave
her,
you
yeah.
If I gave you $1,000 a year for the next 3 years, $3,000 when you turn 18, could you stay off of all social media? You could?
There you
for
go.
For $3,000?
Wow. You just negotiated the deal. I just saved you a ton of money, bro. Yeah.
You know what she just said to me? My phone's broken half the time anyway, so it doesn't matter.
She said she could, but would she?
Would you do it? If I said to you, you can't be on TikTok, because, you know, you do a lot of TikToking. TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, anything else you're on?
Anything.
No? If I gave you $1,000 a year for the next 3 years, would you go off all three of those? You would. Lies.
I just saved you money, bro. You thought it was going to be like 18 grand, and I told you, no, do it for the next three.
All right, let me watch you take TikTok off your phone.
But she can't use it on anybody else's phone
and you
either.
Can't, and you have to get rid of your accounts. You can't use it on your friend's phone.
You can freeze the accounts for 3 years.
Yeah, just freeze them, yeah.
What do you think, Jules? You want to do it? Oh, no. She has her mental health club for school that she founded the mental health club, and she has the mental health Instagram account, so she can't. Now she has to be on Instagram.
She's got to pass it on to someone else.
I got to be honest.
Yeah. Tell her to think about it. Tell her to think about it.
Give it some thought, Jules.
Yeah. Okay? She can hand it over to somebody else. Yeah.
Is there anybody else in the club that could run the mental health club account on Instagram? Oh, her friend.
So there you go. Look at that.
BFF.
We just made her some money and we just saved you some.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. 15 grand.
Now she could get a real Gucci.
Instead of a Fucci. Exactly. All right. Coming up next, big deal or no deal. We're back in 3 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, Christopher. By the way, did anyone else notice that Kaplan's daughter, Julia, runs a mental health club at her school, which is commendable? Meanwhile, her father creates mental health issues for the rest of us. Like, I mean, did anyone find the irony in that? I mean, am I the only one?
You know what's
you
right
should
about
join
it?
Her club.
Yeah, no.
No, please don't.
You know what's really funny about it, though, is that my older daughter, Jaden, who's 18, she was like, okay, we're going to start a mental health club here in the school. And then she put it all over her college resumes. Like, I founded the mental health club at our school. In the meantime, she started it. And then she told her little sister, do everything. So Jaden takes the credit and Julia does all the work. But you got to see what they do in school. Like, she literally has these meetings, and she, like, creates, like, a whole curriculum for these kids. I mean, it's really impressive.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Does she want to be a teacher?
Jules, you want to? No, no. She wanted to be a marine biologist. Now she wants to be a veterinarian.
Well, at least someone in the family loves animals.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about pet insurance then. She could just do it for
right,
free.
Right, she could do all the surgeries for free.
All right, what do you got, Lynn?
All right, so it's starting to look more and more like Zion Williamson won't play this season. And if that's the case, he will have played 85 games through the first 3 years of his career with one entirely scrapped season. But he is not the first number one overall pick to play in only 85 games in three seasons and miss an entire season. You know who was?
Gosh, I can't figure it out, but I remember
it. Is it a number one overall pick or first round mm-hmm. pick?
Number one overall.
Oh, number one overall. Yeah. Sam Bowie?
Mm-mm. No, no.
No, he was two. Right. Yeah, that's right.
There's oh, man. Oh, I think I got it. You ready? Yeah. What's the kid's name from Ohio State? Greg Oden?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah you yeah. got it.
Did I get it?
You did yeah. get it.
That's wow. Right.
Anyway,
awesome.
Good job, Cap. Good job. See, yeah. you're not so bad at this game thing after all.
Can't believe well, I got his name out.
A lot of people are starting to compare Zion to Greg Oden. And, yep. you know, he's arguably the biggest NBA bust of all time. Is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
So I'm going to say big deal because everybody had all these great expectations for Zion. And it's just turned into a disaster. And who was I listening to? J.J. Redick on ESPN, who was just crushing him.
Oh, about what he killed him.
I know. And I thought to myself, hey, J.J., like, I don't really care. Like, to me, he's a child. This Zion Williamson, he's a child. Like, you're asking a 20-year-old kid or a 21-year-old kid to be, like, a leader of a team?
No, what he was asking him just to be engaged with his teammates.
I know, but like I think about my own 21-year-old son and you know where his brain is at in life. I just the expectation of Zion Williamson to be more than he is, and he's look I, the kid's career. I don't know that it's going to go anywhere from here, George. You would know way better than me, but
you know me, the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. He would have to completely redo his body. There's only been one other person that I can remember that had this many injuries, foot injuries specifically, and was able, you know, missed a ton of time early in his career and was able to carve out a career that was certainly commendable, you know, a couple time All-Star, and that was Lindsey's guy in Cleveland, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. But, you know, he didn't have the expectations Zion did by any stretch of the imagination, you know? So it's tough. It's tough to come back from that. Tough to come back from that. Now, you know, look, I remember I was at his first summer league game. That was the night the big earthquake or whatever, and there had been an earthquake already the day before here in L.A. And I remember standing next to Kendrick Perkins at that summer league game while he's playing. We were sitting there. We're standing there. On this like kind of stage setting overlooking the basketball court that ESPN had for like our set. And he looked at me and he said, George, I'm going to tell you something. That kid needs to lose 30 pounds. And this is when he was in good shape compared to now. Like it has been a unmitigated disaster what has happened with that kid. And I'll tell you this. I know a lot of the people that work around him. The agent, all that stuff. These are people who are really good at their job. I am stunned that this has been the result. Now, not all of it is his fault. Sometimes injuries happen. But part of it is he did not take his body as seriously as he needed to because he already had an unorthodox body.
Yeah, well, he's a child. I mean, again, I'm going to keep saying it. You know, he was probably...
But he's a child. But you know what, Cap? He's a child, but the people around him are not children.
And understood.
They need to be able to navigate that for him, too.
Right, but when you're telling this little kid who happens to have the body of a grown man but the brain of a 15-year-old, and I say it like that, that's what I say about my own kid. I'm like, you're 21 and your body looks 21, but your brain is like 15. And you're asking this kid to become an instant pro and all these expectations. And, you know, you hear it all the time from athletes, especially guys after their first year. What are you going to do to get better next year? First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start taking care of my body. I'm going to start watching what I eat, how I eat, my nutrition. Just this guy was so big and heavy already. And like you said, George, when he was in shape, he was big and heavy. I'm with Perk. Now he's got to lose about 100 pounds.
tough spot. Yeah. All right. Next.
All right. So if you guys have been wondering when Britney Spears is going to write a tell-all book about her chaotic life, the answer is literally right now. I know Cap's going to want to buy this book.
You know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if it's anything like her Instagram account, it's got a lot going on.
Right.
So she just signed a bombshell book deal said to be worth a mind-blowing $15 million. I guess multiple publishing houses entered a bidding war for the memoir, with an insider saying that the deal is one of the biggest of all time, right behind the Obamas. Wow. Britney's memoir will be published by Simon & Schuster, and it's going to focus on her life, her career, her family, and it's obviously going to cover her whole conservatorship, which she is finally free from. Is Britney letting it all out there in a book a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
Oh, huge deal. I mean, we were talking about her documentary, right? And how many people like were into that and following that and watched that. Yeah, I mean, there is obviously a ton of interest in her life, period. Like, I don't think there's any question about that for sure.
Yeah, I'm also going to say it's a big deal. I mean, and I hope that she delivers, because I know I'm going to have an expectation when I read it. Like, tell me the dirty, intimate details from your perspective. And so I hope she lets it loose, because I know it sounds crazy, but
why you gotta say dirty, you know?
Well, I mean, like, yeah, when I say dirty, I mean, I want to hear all about her parents, her father, this control issue, what it did to her. I mean, these are dirty details, you know?
This private. Private. You could have used private.
But what does it matter? What does dirty matter?
Have you seen the most
Well, dirty
recent?
Makes it seem nefarious, is what I would say. Yeah.
Like, so. Like the word that you were calling Travis. What was that word?
Philanderer.
Philanderer, yes. Yeah. Cap, if you've been seeing the most recent one, which interviews, like, people that were close to her, and it goes through, like, her getting out of the conservatorship, that gets into a lot of this stuff. And they were, like, spying on her. They had bugs in her rooms, bugs on her phone. They had apps on her phone that were fake, so she would think that she was texting people, and she was not texting anybody at all. Like, it was insane.
Wow. Hey, listen, you're Simon & Schuster. You're one of the biggest publishers in the world. $15 million sounds like a bombshell deal, and maybe in publishing it is, because you mentioned the Obamas and how much money they may have gotten. But, man, that doesn't sound like a lot of money to get this book, because this book is, I mean, this thing's going to make a fortune.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
Next.
All right, so many people set out a goal of hitting 10,000 steps when they're walking.
I know. I saw
Chris
this story.
Chris Morales does it. I don't know if you guys do it.
I do it.
You
guys, yeah.
Okay. Do you have friend that like shakes their wrist when they're getting close because they want to be like, oh, yeah.
No, that's Chris. Chris does that.
No, you got to get your 10 legit.
I always yell at my friends who do that. I'm like, no, you can't cheat. But anyway, researchers set out to discover if walking 10,000 steps equaled a longer life. They examined over 2,000 adults over nearly 11 years in regards to their step counts. So the study found that participants taking at least 7,000 steps daily had a 50 to 70% lower risk of mortality compared with those taking fewer than 7,000. Those who took 10,000 or more, it made no difference. So you don't need to take 10,000. You can lower that number to 7 if you want and get just the same results. So is the fact that everything you thought you knew about getting your steps in is not true a big deal or no deal, Cap?
No deal. No deal. Where did the number 10,000 steps come from? Does anybody recall that?
Do you want me to jump in and tell you?
Yeah, please.
Okay, tag me in here. All right, so I think it is a big deal only because the reason 10,000 was the number was because it was just an easier number to remember. It's just a big round number that anyone can remember. If they told you 7,000, you probably wouldn't remember it as easily. And I think it was just as simple as that. And the reason I know that is because if you'd be listening to the Lifespan podcast that I've been telling you to listen, Dr. David Sinclair actually tells you that if you follow a good enough diet, that number can actually be lowered from 7,000 to somewhere between 4 and 6,000, depending on your body type, et cetera, et cetera. So I know this only because I literally listened to this over the weekend.
And David Sinclair already told you this, so you are one step ahead of us.
I am.
No, he's 4,000 steps.
But I do the extra steps still.
Right.
Not because, look, you get the 50% lifespan added to or whatever on 7,000, but I do it just to keep the calories down or, you know, burn some extra calories. That's what I do it for.
Listen, 10,000 steps, 7,000 steps, I don't know, man. All I know is I like walking. You know, I told you guys, Sunday there was no football. I wasn't sitting there with the red zone all day. 12.5 miles, 23,000 plus steps. Love it. Just wandering around thinking about no football.
I feel like we're all on a track where we're trying to, like, get somewhere with our fitness and dieting and stuff. I feel like we should, like, figure out a way to, like, motivate each other, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. Rachel and I have this thing going. You guys are all invited to join. We're doing weigh-in Wednesdays.
Oh.
So now...
Yeah, but I think that's... I don't love the... I know a lot of people judge it based on the scale.
It's not a good indication.
I agreed. I think that it should be about, like, about your the way your clothes fit more than anything else.
Oh, dude, my clothes don't fit at all. My pants, I can't button them.
Okay, well, then
they're embarrassed to tuck a shirt in. I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, but it's true.
Yeah, because I would add, Laura, real quick before you jump in, I would add that if you're doing weight training in any way, shape, or form... You know, muscle weighs more than fat. So I think that that skews that a little bit is what I would say.
But I know I got to lose weight. So by motivating myself, by looking at the scale, I weighed in today. I'm embarrassed to tell you the number. But I'll lose 10 to 12 pounds, maybe 15 pounds. And then I got to be in shape by June. I got to be able to take my shirt off.
Here's also a little life hack on if you're doing any weightlifting. TUT. Do you know what that stands for?
Tut.
Oh, God.
Yes, tut. Do you know what it stands for?
No, tell me.
Time under tension. So when, like, let's say you're doing a bicep curl, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, trying to bounce them out as fast as you can, you're supposed to go really slow, do the form all the way up, and then when you get to the top, you go really slow all the way back. Mm-hmm. So instead of doing, like, 40 like, you know, moving really fast and using your back because you're not doing the form properly, 20 ones with good form, like 10 on each arm, is way harder and better for you than doing like 50 curls, not doing it right and trying to speed through it.
He's right.
It's like I'm working with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know? It's like professional bodybuilding tips.
Well, I just learned this recently. So I have taken my... nutrition and fitness and all that stuff a lot more seriously over the last couple of months. And I mean, I started during the pandemic, to be honest with you, but even more recently, the last couple of weeks, that I want to transform my body to a place where it was when I was 25 years old. Now, I don't think I need to go and, you know, run a marathon or anything like that. I think that there are ways to do that without even having to do all that much cardio, to be honest with you, as long as you just keep your heart rate moving, you know?
Once you guys get back in studio, we need to do like a friendly fitness challenge.
Me and Greg used to do, he used to do push-ups. I used to do squats, like during the breaks. Like we would keep each other
like
that. Yeah, we used to
do that. Sidon doesn't sound keen on my idea. He's just like, whatever, Lindsay.
Well, he's doing his own thing.
Well, I think I have a group right now. Like, you know, there's a bunch of girls and it's like, honestly, I know some of them listen. Sorry, girl. But damn, it's annoying. All they do is like, oh my God, here's this. This is what I'm eating. And I'm like, y'all are muted. It's too much.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do all that.
No, yeah, I don't need that.
That's too much, man.
Like, if we wanted to do like a goal and like who, and obviously everyone's goals are going to be different based on, you know, like who reaches their goal first and you win a prize or, you know, a cool sided hat from Kaplan.
I mean, honestly, like,
you mean a cool sided cap from Kaplan.
Actually, it's funny you say that because now I'm getting these really cool new sided water bottles. Have you guys ever heard of the pull bottle? It's where it's like a what do they call those water bottle things that everybody walks around with? There's a name
for
them.
Water bottles?
The hydro flask?
Hydro flask, right. So it's like a hydro flask, but up top there's a light. And when you drink it, it tells you, because there's an app that goes with the water bottle, so it tells you how much water you've had during the day. You know, and it'll remind you, hey, time for some hydration. So, yeah, the sided hats are cool. I know, everybody loves them.
But so you're going to have sided hydro flasks?
Correct. But not just the hydro flask. It's the electronic hydro flask with the app that goes with it. Freaking expensive, though, dude.
Wait, why do you need that when you can just get, like, a 24-ounce water bottle, and when it's gone, you know that you drank 24 ounces of water?
Because a friend of mine invented the bottle, and I want to support him.
Oh, okay. So can we get them for free then, just to, like, you know, put them out there and promote
them? You guys want to test it?
I want one.
I mean, you're gonna give it to us anyway, so sure.
No, I learned my lesson with the robes, Laura.
Okay.
Learned my lesson. If you don't want it, I just won't give it to you.
Okay.
I just got another gift for all you guys for the next time we're all in studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to decide if anybody here is going to pull one of these. I don't want it. I don't like it. Nah, no good.
Look, man, I still use your towel thing. The robe is used by a friend that really wanted it, that listened.
Same.
So it went to, I don't use it.
Okay,
but
way to pay
he
it forward, girl.
It. Yeah,
good.
See,
okay.
He loves it.
Way to pay it forward. Right on.
So don't see.
Everybody wants one of those 710 robes. We ought to sell them in our merch shop on our website. Do we have one?
I don't think we have
a merch.
We should sell robes.
Them away at the listener party, at the award show.
The Mandy's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the best caller award, they get a robe.
You should get a championship belt.
You get a robe.
A championship belt would be fun. Yeah. I'm with you on that. All right. That is Big Deal No Deal each and every day at 6:30. One more segment to go. We've had some good slow jams today, I feel like. And then also Missy Elliott's 1 Minute Man for Kaplan.
How long is that song?
More than a minute.
I think Madonna had a song about, like, there's 4 minutes till the world, I don't know, and it was exactly 4 minutes, you know? Does anybody know that song I'm talking about?
I think it's called 4 Minutes. Yep.
More of a 4 Minute Man, I think, George.
That's okay. Still sad, bro.
Is that sad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Madonna song you're talking about is the one with Justin Timberlake?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Only got 4 minutes to save the world, something like that, right? Is that how it goes?
There's an Avant song called 4 Minutes. Mm.
Justin Timberlake does,
like, something like that. If we have 4 minutes to save, that could be what you're thinking of.
Isn't that Madonna?
I think you're right. Justin Timberlake and Madonna, maybe?
What do you think, Laura? You think you can find it?
Yeah. I mean, I was doing this one because it was some type of anniversary, right?
Number one hit back on this day in 1991, All the Man That I Need. I don't know this song.
Is that your best Chris Morales impersonation?
Pretty good.
No. My mouth is still very, like, not itself right now. I have a hard time, like, opening my mouth all the way, so I can't really enunciate the way I want to. And it hurts to laugh.
You know, last night, guys, I was at this event, and there was a band playing. And they were a Rolling Stones tribute band.
Oh, here we go. The tribute band thing again.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. This is the Madonna song.
Oh, Timbaland, too. Yeah.
And this song, I think, is exactly 4 minutes.
Well, this one says 4:15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wicka, wicka, wicka.
So you were at an event yesterday.
So this Rolling Stones tribute band is playing, right? And I shot video, and I was going to send it to you guys last night, but it just, I don't know, I was at this thing, and it was not really, I don't want to say inappropriate. I just, nobody was on their phones. Everybody was celebrating, and it was a really nice event. But I took video to show you guys.
Ooh.
Wait, say again, Laura?
I said you were actually considerate?
Well, I mean, listen, I was at
I'm kidding, man.
Oh, all right, because I was at a really, it was kind of an emotional event I was at. But anyway, this Rolling Stones tribute band is playing, and the guy, the lead singer, looks and sounds just like Mick Jagger. And then there's another guy dressed up like Keith Richards, and he's got like this fake cigarette in his mouth, you know? And the other guy looks like Ron Wood, if any of these names sound familiar to you girls. They look and sound like the Rolling Stones. And I was going to send it to you and go, you see, guys? Tribute band versus cover band.
Because they actually play the part, like, literally.
Correct. That's right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I get it. All right, cool.
I don't know where this came from.
Why didn't you explain it that easily the last time?
Well, I tried to.
It didn't work out that way.
I know. No one would buy what I was selling.
No, it just, you didn't explain it that simply.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wait a second.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He did, but we still fought him.
No, I don't remember him explaining it that simply.
No, yeah, he did. He said, cover bands play everything. Tribute bands play the part. They dress up. They sing only their songs. Yada, yada.
He made the point that, like, a cover band could play songs from a multitude of bands. Mm-hmm.
Right, but most cover bands play just one band that I've seen.
Right.
Yeah, and he said, but they don't dress up in costume and...
Well, I don't agree with that either. I have seen cover bands that dress up too.
I think it's just whatever the band wants to categorize themselves as.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, these guys were on fire last night.
En fuego.
Sí.
Are they okay?
No, they're all
right. That was funny.
That was good.
You should take these drugs every day.
Right. Every day you should take half of one of those pills.
Oh, man.
You've only been on half. Fire today.
Only you've half, totally, though.
You've totally been on fire.
She takes half a pill.
I think just take like a quarter. See how that works. My
Selfishly for the show, please take some drugs.
Yeah. I want to go back.
I'm just joking,
like,
of course.
What wink, is wink. This? Like, what did you give me, lady? You know?
Yo, seriously, you got to ask because I kind of want some.
Listen.
No, I was like, hey, girl, hook me up.
Seriously, we need to know by tomorrow. Please call your dentist off and go, hey, I really liked whatever it was that you gave me. What was that? More? Can I get more?
Yeah.
I will say that I've been trying, no judgment, but I've been trying this new type of therapy that is involved with small doses of psychedelics.
Ooh,
and I
like
feel
MDMA?
Like that.
Are you taking MDMA?
No.
Because you know do you know that's what MDMA used to be used for, right? Like therapy.
Yes. It's similar. I will tell you about it off the air because I don't want to get into too many details. But it's legal. It's legit. And, like, it's been helping me because, you know, like, things have been rough lately and, like, in my brain. And this has helped me a lot just over the past couple weeks.
Sounds like something Aaron Rodgers would be doing.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers doesn't like to put, like, Tylenol in his body, you know?
Yeah, well, guy's been doing his thing here recently.
Amongst other things.
Yep.
Yeah, guy's been doing yoga and whatever else he's been doing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's all good by me. I have no issue with what Aaron Rodgers has been doing. I like it. I think outside the box thinking, not everything has to be the way it always was, and I kind of like the way Aaron Rodgers kind of goes about his deal. I'd like to see him get a haircut. I mean, I don't really love the hair.
He looks greasy, bro.
He looks dirty.
Right?
Yeah.
It looks like he hasn't taken a bath in, like, months.
I think most pro athletes would probably benefit a lot from yoga.
Oh, sure. Of course.
I would think so.
I can't
do yoga.
Just
stretching in general. And all
I love yoga.
I can't. Yeah. Like, I've tried, but the whole meditation and calm. Like, my brain is always go, 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 go,
that.
Go.
That's what makes meditating so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I meditate every day, though, in the morning.
You do?
That's awesome.
For how long?
Like 20 minutes.
Really?
That's a long time. I can't get past 4.
Yeah. 4 minutes?
Sometimes it's harder to get through the 20 minutes.
You only got 4 minutes to save the world.
I tried. I think the most I've done is like a minute and a half. And then I'm like, I'm out.
Yo, a minute and a half, girl. That you can't go for
You
a
can barely
and
get
half.
Into it. Yeah.
Dude, you're a 90-second girl?
But, I mean, for the meditation. For the meditation. Okay,
you're
let's
a
not. Wait,
girl.
Hold up. Before, you know, because then people are going to grab that and be like, I hurt. No. Meditation. Let's make that real clear, okay?
Let me tell you something.
To be honest, meditation. More dudes would be happy with that.
Yes.
To be like,
right.
Damn,
because, right. It's exactly right. Right, yeah. Because as much as a woman doesn't want a one-minute man, guys would love to have a 90-second woman.
That's why I'm not trying to put it out there, because it ain't like that, okay? Just breaking that. Meditation, guys. Meditation, okay?
Laura, try the mind balloon, or the...
I have.
What's the Chris, app? The calm app.
Girl.
This is the promo. This is the promo that needs to run everywhere. Go
no.
Yes. Yeah.
Meditation, Chris.
That's
meditation.
My 90-second girl.
No.
Yeah.
Meditation.
You introduce her. You're like, this is
my
girlfriend, Laura.
Meditate.
She's a 90-second girl. It's great.
Oh, God.
I do meditate for 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
And when I don't, I can feel it like that later in the day. Like,
how long did it take you to get to that point?
Oh, a long time.
Like years?
Yeah. I've been probably doing this when I was young. I started young. I started in my
20s. He has an unfair advantage. He's a mixed martial arts superstar. He's
that's
a black
true.
Belt. He knows how to control
I do think
the
that,
mind.
That helps. I did do that since I was 6 years old into my 20s. But I've been doing it since my 20s, for sure.
That's awesome.
Like, almost 20 years.
Jealous. I wish I could turn my mind off.
Yeah, me too.
You can. Everyone can do it. You just have to literally train it.
Yeah, that's true. You have to practice.
It's hard. You have to work at it.
One of my classes, that's how I was able to get to like 90 seconds because that was part of her routine for our class, meditation.
Wake me up. Show me what you got.
A 90-second
girl.
I know meditation.
Let me tell you what happened to me. I would try and meditate.
No, I said wake me up because now it's wake me up because it's meditation.
Okay,
yeah. I would try and meditate, and my mind would be focused on what happens if a 60-second guy dates a 90-second girl. Like, what happens if a one-minute man?
Why?
You know, because then you know that doesn't work for the 90-second girl.
Save it for tomorrow. We have another show tomorrow. Yeah, there you go. There's the horn.
All right.
Shout out to Michael Pearson, our boy who used to work here. My man. Love you, Michael Pearson. He just texted me. This is so funny. And it is. It's very funny. But we got to go. Kaplan, great job. Excellent work. Lindsay and Laura, we will talk about 90-second women and minute men tomorrow. See ya.